Welcome to the Automated Inbound Enrichment Playbook. Somebody fills in a form or crosses a spend threshold, and a few seconds later a record lands in the CRM carrying an email, a first name, and whatever they typed into the company box. Your job is to make that record complete and attach to the right account before routing ever sees it. Four phases, same as always: blueprint, build, enable, maintain. This is the sibling to automated outbound, and it is a much easier problem because these people already raised their hand. Here's the whole idea. Filling in fields is the easy half. Anybody can buy a data provider and watch employee count appear. The half that matters is resolving that record to an account, creating the account if it does not exist, and writing the association. That is the step that lets routing, territory assignment, and scoring run on something real instead of a form submission. And the second half of the idea is that this thing has a meter running. Every column you add is a bill you sign, every single time the trigger fires. Enrichment is a spend decision wearing a data project's clothes. Two things before you scope it. First, clay is a prerequisite. Say that out loud at scoping. You can approximate this in other tools, but the native integrations are the reason it works. And we recommend what we have a case for. Freckle is genuinely promising, and we are testing it on our own builds. So keep an eye on it, but do not put a customer on a tool we have not shipped with yet. Second, a market map is a strong recommendation, not a hard gate. The ICP is what tells you which fields are worth paying for, and without one, you will enrich a lot of data that nobody uses. If clay is the sticking point, the cost case usually makes itself. RunPod canceled a Crunchbase contract worth around $10,000 a year, moved their funding data into clay, and beat the match rate they had been paying for. Blueprint is where you decide the trigger, the order, and the field contract. Every one of these builds reduces to the same six stages. Qualify, when the CRM fires a webhook. Rehydrate, where the engine reads the record back out of the CRM, resolve identity. Resolve company, match or create the account. Then write back and associate. Six stages, three customers, two CRMs, two motions. What changes between them is the trigger, the order, and one client-specific layer at the company stage. The order is the fork, and the motion decides it. A sales-led form fill motion runs company first, because the form handed you a company name worth resolving before you touch the person. A product-led motion runs person first, because an anonymous sign-up on a personal Gmail address has no company at all until you identify the human behind it. That is the RunPod build, and it is worth understanding what it produced. Roughly 12,000 companies resolved. People at very large firms who had signed up with a personal address and then spent thousands of dollars on the product. Completely invisible to the account team until this ran. That is not a data cleanup project. That is the front door to an enterprise sales motion. One more blueprint decision, and it is the one that decides your cost. Your cheapest lever here is the qualifying event, so spend your time there before you spend it tuning providers. Fire on the transition into the qualifying state, never on every subsequent edit, or the same record enriches over and over. Write the exclusions down explicitly. Deal registrations, partner requests, data imports, existing customers. RunPod tightened their criteria upstream, so enrichment only fires once a sign-up has activated and spent $100, and that alone cut enrichment volume by roughly 40 times. Tighten the trigger before you tune the waterfall. Build used to be where the time went. That has changed. Sarmad and Kaveen built a skill that takes the customer's requirements, takes this playbook, takes the seed IDs for the enrichments, and generates the JSON for an entire clay table. One import and a 71-column table builds itself, doing exactly what the hand-built original did. Call it half the build time, and the manual work that is left is genuinely small. Map the incoming fields from the webhook and map the outputs back to the CRM. That is it, which means the value of this project has moved out of the build and into the blueprint and the pilot. So here are the rules that separate a pipeline costing cents per record from one costing dollars. Free before paid. Every waterfall starts with the value already in the CRM. Check the CRM for an existing account. before you spend anything resolving a company. Gate every provider, so number 4 only fires when 1, 2, and 3 all came back empty, because running them in parallel multiplies your bill by the number of providers. Deterministic before AI. At PatLeetix, 3 formula columns, an industry keyword, a company name suffix, and a domain extension classify most law firms for free, and the AI column only runs on what is genuinely ambiguous. Use the cheapest model that can do the job. And the biggest single saving of all, enrich a company once, not once per contact. 50 signups from one company should trigger 1 company enrichment. Now the part the old playbook never covered. The match ladder runs account ID first, then domain, then normalize company name. Match, and you update. Empty, and only then do you create. Either way, you resolve to exactly 1 account ID, hand it back, and write the association. And govern the right hard. Fill blanks only by default on every field. Put the CRM value first in every final merge chain. Never let an empty result clear a populated field, and never re-trigger the CRM's own assignment rules mid-flight. If a rep corrects a title and your next run overwrites it, you have not just lost a field. You have lost their trust in every field on the record, and you will not get it back cheaply. Then pilot it and expect to remove things. Between June and July, the PatLeetix contact table went from 89 columns to 76, with nothing added. The entire phone waterfall, 6 vendors, deleted. The email waterfall trimmed from 10 finders to 7, dropping the most expensive per hit. 9 vendors removed after measurement, not before. That is the whole argument for the pilot step. And roll out the way Portnox did. The CRM write ran behind a manual button. So a human reviewed it, and only once it had earned trust did it flip to automatic. That progression is worth repeating on every build. Enable is lighter here than on most playbooks, because nobody on the customer side is going to operate these tables. That takes an engineer. What they do need is 3 things: what data they asked for and why, whether anyone is actually using it, because enrichment nobody consumes is pure cost, and a picture of what happens behind the scenes. Build them the interactive workflow document, the same way we do the lifecycle stage view on a GTM lifecycle project. Then have the one conversation that protects the whole thing. Explain what a not found result means. No provider reaches 100%, and if a legitimate blank reads as a failure to a rep, they will quietly stop trusting the data you just built for them. Maintain is genuinely light. Once it is up, it runs on automation, and the only thing the customer has to do is keep credits in the account. 2 things do need watching. First, if they are running their own AI keys instead of Clay's native enrichments, model capability shifts underneath you and output quality can drop without anything breaking. So go back and check the results still look like they did. Second, the good problem. Once a customer sees what this infrastructure can do, they start asking. New data points, new signals, a backfill of the existing database, ongoing freshness monitoring. Build all of it on the same 2 tables, and quote the historical backfill separately, because it is a different job on different records, and every customer wants it once the live path is running. So, confirm Clay, push for the market map, design the trigger before the waterfall, decide company first or person first from the motion, and remember that the association is the point of the project. Build it programmatically, pilot it, and delete whatever did not earn its place. Go build.